Rabhasa,
Rabhasa,
Ugradam Strat,
Ugradam Strat,
Antrasraja,
Antrasraja,
Shataja,
Shataja,
Keshara,
Keshara,
Shankugarnat,
Shankugarnat,
Nirada,
Nirada,
Vita,
Vita,
Digibat,
Digibat,
Aribit,
Aribit,
Naka Agrat,
Naka Agrat,
Maham Bibhem Yajitate, Tita Yanak Kasha,
Maham Bibhem Yajitate, Tita Yanak Kasha,
Naham Bibhem Yajitate, Tibhaya Nakatya,
Naham Bibhem Yajitate, Tibhaya Nakatya,
Devarka Netra Bhukuti, Rabhakso Gradam Shra,
Devarka Netra Bhukuti, Rabhasa Gradam Strat,
Antrasraja, Shataja, Ishara Shankukarnan,
Andhra Saja Shataja, Ishara Shankukarnan,
Nirada Vita Digivar, Haribin Nagagrat,
Nirada Vita Digivar, Haribin Nagagrat,
Naham Vibhim Yajitate, Ibhayana Kasya,
Naham Vibhim Yajitate, Ibhayana Kasya,
Divarta Netra Bhukuti Rabhaso Gradam Strat
Divarta Netra Bhukuti Rabhaso Gradam Strat
Antrasraja Shataja Ishara Shankukarnan
Antrasraja Shataja Ishara Shankukarnan
Nirada Vita Dikibar Haribin Nagagra
Nirada Vita Dikibar Haribin
Naham Vibhem Yajitate Tipayana Kasya
Naham Vibhem Yajitate Tipayana Kasya
Jivarta Netra Bhukuti Rabhaso Gradam Strat
Jivarta Netra Bhukuti Rabhaso Gradam Strat
Antrasvaja Shataja Kishara Shankukarnan
Antrasaja Shataja Kishara Shankukarnan
Nirada Vita Dikibar Anibin Makagrat
Nirada Vita Dikibar Anibin Makagrat
I. Vibhemi.
Vibhemi.
I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
Ajita.
Ajita.
O supreme victorious person.
O supreme victorious person.
Who are never conquered by anyone.
Who are never conquered by anyone.
Say.
Say.
Your.
Your.
Ati.
Ati.
Very much.
Very much.
Vayanaka.
Vayanaka.
Fearful.
Fearful.
Asya.
Asya.
Mouth.
Mouth.
Jiva.
Jiva.
Tongue.
Arganetra,
Arganetra, eyes shining like the sun,
eyes shining like the sun,
Bhukuti,
Bhukuti,
frowning brows,
frowning brows,
Rabhasa,
Rabhasa,
strong,
strong,
Ugradam strut,
Ugradam strut,
ferocious teeth,
ferocious teeth,
Antrasraja,
Antrasraja,
garlanded by intestines,
garlanded by intestines,
Shataja,
Shataja,
bloody,
bloody,
Keshara,
Keshara,
manes,
manes,
Shankukarnat,
Shankukarnat,
wedge-like ears,
wedge-like ears,
Nirada,
Nirada,
by a roaring sound,
by a roaring sound,
caused by you,
caused by you,
Vita,
Vita,
frightened,
frightened,
Digibat,
Digibat,
from which even the elephants,
from which even the elephants,
Arhibit,
Arhibit,
piercing the enemy,
piercing the enemy,
Naka Agrat,
Naka Agrat,
the tips of whose nails,
the tips of whose nails.
My Lord, you are never conquered by anyone. My Lord, who are never conquered by anyone. Let me read the first time. My Lord, who are never conquered by anyone, I am certainly not afraid of your ferocious mouth and tongue, your eyes bright like the sun, or your frowning eyebrows. I do not fear your sharp, pinching teeth, your garland of intestines, your mane soaked with blood, or your high, wedge-like ears. Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring, which makes elephants flee to distant places, or your nails, which are meant to kill your enemies. Translation. Again. My Lord, who are never conquered by anyone,
My Lord, who are never conquered by anyone,
I am certainly not afraid of your ferocious mouth and tongue.
I am certainly not afraid of your ferocious mouth and tongue.
Your eyes bright like the sun.
Your eyes bright like the sun.
Or your frowning eyebrows.
Or your frowning eyebrows.
I do not fear your sharp pinching teeth.
I do not fear your sharp pinching teeth.
Your garland of intestines.
Your garland of intestines.
Your mane soaked with blood.
Your mane soaked with blood.
Or your high wedge like ears.
Or your high wedge like ears.
Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring.
Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring.
Which makes elephants flee to distant places.
Which makes elephants flee to distant places.
Or your nails.
Or your nails.
Which are meant to kill your enemies.
Which are meant to kill your enemies.
Purport. Lord Mishinaj. Lord Nrsimha Deva's fierce appearance was certainly most dangerous for the non-devotees, but for Prahlad Maharaj, such a fearful appearance was not at all disturbing. The lion is very fearsome for some other animals, but its cubs are not at all afraid of the lion. The water of the sea is certainly dreadful for all living entities on the land, but within the sea, even the small fish is unafraid. Why? Because the small fish has taken shelter of the big ocean. It is said that although great elephants are taken away by the flooding waters of the river, the small fish swim opposite the current. Therefore, although the Lord sometimes assumes a fierce appearance to kill the Dushpatis, the devotees worship him. The devotee always takes pleasure in worshiping the Lord and glorifying the Lord in any form, either pleasing or fierce. So here we have a very clear picture of Nrsimhadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam as seen by Prahlad. So he is very, very ferocious. He has this painting. So we were speaking yesterday about religion, Dharmam Visakshat. How Krishna consciousness is the actual true Dharma above all sectarian ideas, because it teaches that religion is to follow the law of God, and that except for the Krishna conscious people, it can be demonstrated that people in this world do not know what is God, and neither do they follow God. Therefore, Krishna consciousness should not be considered as part of the different sectarian religions, but as the essence of all religions. So after establishing this, if we turn to Nrsimhadeva as the worshipful deity, they may charge us that you are saying that Krishna consciousness can be accepted by all persons because it is the universal science of God. But how is it that you're worshipping this form, which cannot be understood by people except perhaps in your cult? And we do find that it's very difficult for people to understand Lord Nrsimhadeva. What kind of God is that? We thought that God was love. But actually, this appearance of Nrsimhadeva is part of the science of God. We understand it in that way. And it can be taught to persons in terms of actually understanding the nature of God. And it's not incompatible. Everything is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives a little taste of the different aspects of the material nature where he can be seen, and the light in the sun, and the taste in water, and beasts and the lion, and faces and the shark, weapon wielders and rum. So he is fierce things, he is gentle things. Everything is coming from God. So ferocity is coming from God. God's special purpose. I always remember when 1967, when Srila Prabhupada spent a few days in the hospital in New York, he brought some paintings to the hospital, and on his desk, his bureau, he had two canvases, and one was one of the first Radha Krishna paintings, and beside it was this one of the first Nisimhadev paintings. So one time the doctor visited him in his room, and he pointed, Prabhupada pointed to this picture and said, see, this is God. He has both aspects. He has his loving aspect, and he has his fierce aspect. So, why should God be only one thing? He's everything. For those topmost devotees, they know him as baby Krishna, they worship him playing or dancing with the gopis in loving exchange. And they worship him as the protector of Prahlad, the innocent, pure devotee who is depending on the Lord in his time of danger from his demoniac father. They worship Lord Nrisimhadev, who came to kill that demon. So aside from how the outsider will understand Krishna as Lord Nrisimha, first let's consider how we can understand Lord Nrisimha. In Krishna Consciousness Movement, Srila Prabhupada introduced Lord Nrisimha. There's no hiding him. He is one of the greatest avatars of Krishna. And into our personal prayers came the prayer to Lord Nrisimha. Namaste, Narasimha. We first remember this prayer being introduced when Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, became struck with a sudden critical illness. And he said, you can pray to Lord Nrisimhadev for the protection and help of the spiritual master. Just pray to, by the help of his devotee, because he's so powerful. He kills the demon. And he was, this prayer was introduced for the protection of our spiritual master against the different elements in the material world. So we dutifully began chanting this prayer. There's a tape where Srila Prabhupada introduces it line by line to the devotees in Los Angeles, and they begin to chant and tune. He also explained at that time that this prayer was for the protection of the ISKCON movement. The day after Prabhupada's disappearance, someone asked, should we not chant this anymore? But some of us remembered that no, this is also, although the spiritual master is now no longer having to work in this material world in his personal physical presence. So you may not think that we have to pray for his health, but he said it was also for the protection of ISKCON. ISKCON is beset by so many demons in different ways. So Lord Nrisimhadev is there. The picture of Lord Nrisimhadev is there. And the names of Lord Nrisimhadev are taken to in this way. So then here in the seventh canto, we've heard about Lord Nrisimhadev from the very beginning. But now we see in the verses, since the seventh canto, how he actually appeared. So, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is expressing his relationship with his fierce form of the Lord, that he is not afraid of him. But actually, he is not just a symbol of anger, but he is literal half lion, half man incarnation. Nara Hari. Nara is lion. Hari means he's Vishnu. So he was very, very fearful to Hiranyakashipu and to all Hiranyakashipu's followers, who were in the thousands, who then came and Nrisimhadev killed them all. So he used to be worshipped as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He becomes very, very angry. And Krishna becomes very angry when the devotee is harassed too much. Then he personally comes, and that is part of his mission. Vrishtanaya Saranam, to save the devotee. Vinathaya Sudhisvitam, to kill the Sudhisvitam. And all these forms, Nrisimhadev and other forms, they're all transcendental. So, generally, our deity is Radha Krishna, but we always have the picture of Lord Nrisimhadev, as I said, how the prayer was introduced. This very worship of Lord Nrisimhadev is very much a part of Krishna consciousness. Every morning we chant, at the end of every arti, we chant to this form of Lord Nrisimhadev. There's also another application. The general application is to think of Prahlad Maharaj. And when the difficult time comes in this demoniac material world, to remain fixed on Krishna and not be afraid, being sure, Kunti Apati Janihi Name Bhakta Panishati, being sure of the protection of Krishna and taking shelter in that protector, who is Hiranyakashipu challenged. You're always speaking of God, I am greater than God, where is your God now? In times like that, one has to be very dependent and pray to the mercy of Krishna. So, then he appeared to show the demon, to kill the demon. So that in that way we think of Prahlad, that I shall also pray to the Lord in the time of difficulty in Krishna consciousness. On this day, Sringadev's appearance day, there was one time initiation, and Srila Prabhupada spoke to us who were being initiated, and he said, this is the appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev. In Krishna consciousness, there will be many obstacles put by the demons, but Lord Nrisimha will always protect us. So those are demons. We all know the demons. From going on Sankirtan, there are so many demons. In the government seat, there are so many demons. And when we try to preach, we immediately meet these demons. They have plans to stop the Krishna consciousness movement, one way or another. They will either attack the temple or attack through some bureaucratic method to try to stop the activities of Krishna consciousness. There have been so many difficulties already. This is a stage of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said, first we will be ignored, then we will be persecuted. So Kali Yuga, the demons increase, so the devotees have to take shelter in Lord Nrisimhadev, and they are sure that they will be protected and triumphant. Then there are also demons within, and there is a nice prayer in the fifth canto, prayers are being made to Lord Nrisimha, in which the devotee asks, you are the greatest slayer of demons. So, my demoniac mind is making me unable to worship you in pure Krishna consciousness. But please, and they pray to Lord Nrisimha, kill the demon, kill the demons within me. So, of course, in Krishna consciousness, all the Nrisimhadev is within Hare Krishna chant. He is within the original form of the Lord as Shyamasundara Radha Krishna Madan Mohan. This is the Om Purnam feature of Krishna. We see Krishna, he is not fighting, he is just enjoying, loving with Radharani. But actually, Nrisimhadev, as well as all incarnations, Kamadi, Murtishu, Kalanayami, they're all coming from Krishna. Vishnu is Vishnu Tattva. But our ultimate understanding, science of God, is that Iswara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda, Vigras, Anadi Adi, Sarva Karana Karanam, they're all coming from this Krishna. Worship of Radha Krishna is all inclusive. And the prayer, Tattva Marsi, that is made. Sometimes by the impersonalist, to mean that you are that too, thinking of the Deity, equal to Brahman, is actually applied that in all, that when we pray to Krishna, we pray that yes, today we're observing the Shinga's appearance day, or we're observing Ramachandra's appearance day, the ideal king, the ferocious protector of Prahlad Maharaj, who is very fearful, but not to the devotee. But you are that too. In Krishna, everything is there. In Hare Krishna, we're praying for protection, we're praying for engagement in devotional service. This Krishna name, Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, has got all the supplication or all the glorification in any mantra or prayer, and any approach or any, to any form of the Lord. But because the Lord likes to come in different ways, so we are hearing how he comes as Nrisimha to show this fierce aspect which was desired by Prahlad Maharaj at the beginning of the creation. And similarly he's coming in different other incarnations. So this prayer actually expresses only one part of Prahlad's feelings about Nrisimha. He was very fearful, not only to the demon, but to all the devotees also. Even the devotees were afraid because they became so angry. There is some idea in other religions of the wrath of God. And when the wrath of God is released, just as his love is unbounded, his wrath is unbounded, and nothing can stand in its way. So they were afraid. And big demigods went forward and tried to pacify him. And don't be angry. But he remained angry, even Lakshmi. You see the deity of Nrisimha, Lakshmi. And she couldn't even approach him. So Prahlad was able to go forward, although he was the son of a demon, because he had the qualification of being a submissive devotee. He was able to enter into the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev, despite having no other big qualifications. He understood that he was the surrendered soul and dependent on Nrisimhadev, that he had affection and devotion. And that would, so by his prayers, there's so many instructions in his prayers. They're just speaking. Lord Nrisimha became calmed down, and he actually blessed him. He touched him. So when we have a chance, we should read these things. Aside from the instructions and the implications for our devotional service, we should, by hearing, take the darshan of the actual appearance of the form of Lord Nrisimhadev in this inconceivable form, inconceivable certainly to Hiranyakashipu, who had thought he had figured out every way that he could not be killed. But Krishna, in great intelligence, took a form which was inconceivable to all his plans and killed him. That is Krishna's super intelligence to kill the demon despite all his attempts to clever Krishna. So we simply worship like Prahlad. So Prahlad was not afraid. He found shelter in the Lord, but then expressed, however, that the Lord please protect him because he was very much afraid of staying in material life. So, in this way, we can see the picture and pray to Lord Nrisimhadev for the protection of the Krishna consciousness movement. And understand how everything is complete in terms of protection. in terms of simply being engaged in devotional service and chanting Hare Krishna. This is our eternal position. So we have some time. Form is transcendental, why hasn't it appeared to them? Well, God has many forms, and He's also appeared in different lands, in those different forms. He has unlimited forms. Prahlad Maharaj later praised that your incarnations are as numerous as waves in the river. We're just down at that stream. There are so many little waves. Those many ways are in the river. They're not in the incarnation. So, how God is seen. But you have to have a particular rasa to see Krishna as Lord Nishimha did, or as Radha Krishna.
Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, why didn't Jesus Christ described Krishna? And Prabhupada said, what could they understand about God? He said, do not kill, and they killed him. So they couldn't even understand they shouldn't kill. How would they understand about God? Many times, the Bible, God appears as light or a cloud or a dove, even forms, burning bush. And actually, I was noting how in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages addressed Suta Goswami, and how Suta Goswami also addressed the assembly of sages, or the relationship between the guru and the disciples. In the Bible, Jesus Christ always refers to his disciples, O ye of little faith. So the quality of the knowledge that they could receive is depending on their degree of advancement.
Well, we made the point yesterday that when the prayer is made of, to God the Father, take, hallowed is thy name, they're taking the name that is Krishna, God is one. So they may not see his full feature, but it's the same God. So another way to answer the question is, why isn't Krishna in the Bible? He is in the Bible. He's in the Bible, he's in the Quran. There's thousands of names. He may be Jehovah, Allah. He's Krishna. But to see him in the, especially in the feature, in the loving feature, Radha Krishna, that's not for everyone. You have to be topmost pure devotee.
No one has looked upon the face of God except those that are of God.
So what is
ignorance.
Atheism means there's no God. But when the concept of God is introduced even by atheism, that there's no God. And they're discussing God already. But they say he doesn't exist. we say he does exist. So then you have to study about Krishna. It's all different forms of ignorance. You say someone has a bizarre notion of God, someone says there's no God. So it requires the person to know that, who actually know the science of God, who can tell us what the actual feature is. Like in the prayer to the demigod, he says there's much speculation about the iconography of God. And someone says, and you say, that he's an old man with a beard. Because he's old, he must be old. Ignorance. Mental speculation. Because they say God is old, then he must be an old man. And then someone else says, look, they're believing that God is an old man. So this is just some anthropomorphism they've invented. Therefore, there's no God. So he becomes an atheist. One is ignorant, and the other becomes atheist at the ignorant conception of God. So in the prayer to the demigod, they say, but when you come in your incarnation, your actual feature, then all these things are dismissed by the actual appearance of Krishna. Just like this is a very special appearance, but Nrisimha did, he immediately finished all the different speculation of Hiranyakashipu by appearing. There's nothing else you could say. So for the those who speculate in the name of theology or philosophical atheism, the appearance of Krishna also destroys their notions. Because he's completely described in Krishna, all attractive Krishna. Even their position is described. Krishna says in the Hamsa Guya prayers that these debating philosophers, they're another a product of my maya. That I have them by losing, speaking big words and discussing with each other. Within this group is studying this personality. They're talking big words, but they cannot understand clearly the mercy of God, the sublime, for the devoted simplicity of his appearance, his existence. Too Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 24 forms of Vishnu principle. They're innumerable by Kunta planets. But they're different just by, the only difference is by the position of the four symbols in the hand, the four instruments of Vishnu. So although they have names like Krishna and Nrisimha, they're shown as all forms of Lord Vishnu. Where Lord Nrisimha is in his eternal pastimes, whether there's Nrisimha planet, I don't know. Thank you. is with Lakshmi. And there is a description of how he appeared in Mayapur after killing the demon. And there he was worshipped in awe and reverence by many great personalities. Study the Srimad Bhagavatam verses, especially his devotee Prahlad, who expresses so many of our important Vaishnava feelings, including the compassion for preaching and many, many important instructions in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. So, almost more we are fixed on is Prahlad. He is the Mahajan, one of the Mahajans, and he is a disciple of Narada, who's directly in this Arsampradaya. But Prahlad is always in the thoughts of the Krishna conscious devotees, and he's related to Nrsimha. So in that way also we can see intimate connection with Nrsimha, with the greatest, one of the greatest devotees of Krishna, Prahlad, who worship Krishna as Nrsimha did. Atheist cannot see Krishna, so why did he? He came for the protection of Prahlad. It was his own desire to appear. Prahlad had already been saved by Krishna in so many ways, but he wasn't calling on Krishna just for protection material safety. He was simply surrendered to Krishna, whatever Krishna liked to do. But Krishna wanted to glorify his devotee in these severe tests. So his purpose is manifold, but his purpose was to glorify the devotee, Prahlad. That I put my devotee has been put in such difficult positions, and I have come to save him. So he is the greatest yogi, this bhakta, this boy. So he showed that there was a test, and when the test was there, Prahlad depended on Krishna, and he came out glorious. So Lord Nrsimha appeared for this purpose. And then at the same time, to kill this demon who is described, he was like meningitis for the whole universe, everyone. Not just he was bothering Prahlad, he was bothering everyone. Nothing was going on. It was by the raising of his eyebrows, all the demigods, even Indra had abandoned his planet. Even Narada was under the rule of this demon. So he appeared out of his own desire to end this. So if one was an atheist and not that Krishna appeared at the atheist call, but the atheist was benedicted by being killed and seeing the form of the Lord.
Actually, in a way, the Lord appeared after requesting his devotee, because Hiranyakashipu was actually Jaya Vijay, and they requested, "My Lord, you please appear very quickly and kill us three times so we can come back to you." And now when he was appearing, they requested.
They were not ordinary. He's not ordinary atheist. Prahlad used to call him old best of the atheists.